وعن ابي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تحل الصدقة لغني الا لخمسة: لعامل عليها، او رجل اشتراها بماله، او غارم، او غاز في سبيل الله، او مسكين تصدق عليه منها فاهدى منها لغني. This hadith reported by Abu Sa'id and the hadith Abu Sa'id al-Khudri and the hadith in the collection of Imam Ahmad, Abu Dawood, Ibn Majah, Al-Hakim. The hadith is authentic. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam letting us know that a rich person, okay, is forbidden to take from the sadaqah. Okay, a rich person are not supposed to be taken from the zakah, is not supposed to be taken from the zakah.
Yeah, I think in this case good enough word to use, is that right? I mean, this is self-sufficient. Self-sufficient means just somebody who's able to get by.
No. Is this the word? You see, actually I don't refer to the English. I don't even sometimes even see it before I come to the class.
Well, that's what I was asking you.
I'm glad that you self-sufficient. No, because self-sufficient almost like the miskin or over miskin little,
yeah,
bit.
A little bit over miskin, right?
Yeah. No, the term used ghani. Ghani in Arab is rich.
Right.
Rich. Okay. Yeah. So ghani is somebody like myself as example, okay? Because there is two type of ghana. There is ghana of wealth and ghana nafs, which I pray Allah to make me one of this. Ghana nafs, that your self is high, that you're content even if you don't have. So you're rich in your soul. Okay, that means you don't look to what people have, although you don't have it. I don't know how to explain it.
Grateful.
You can say grateful, yes, maybe grateful. That you're content with what you got. Okay? Yeah, I'm driving a car, but every 3 weeks or a month or 2 months you have to take it to the mechanic and spend $150 on it, $200. But you're fine. You see? You're fine. So this is called ghina nafs. And there is a ghina, which ghina ard, that means that you have the money, the wealth. This also ghina. And the one with ghina nafs is much, much better condition than a person who have rich with dollar wise.
So contented heart is better.
Contented heart, okay. Why? Because a person like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that son of Adam can have a value full of gold. He wished for the second. He gets the second value full of gold, he wished for the third. He gets the third, he wished for the fourth. And the Prophet ﷺ saying, none will fill the desire, or one will make son of Adam content except dust. That when you go in the dust, now this is the time you're going to be enough, which you have no choice about. When you go in the grave, you see why? Because if Allah didn't give the person satisfaction of the heart and to be content, regardless how much wealth he will get, he will break in his back for more, 1 million more, 1 million more, 1 million more, okay? And he may even make Salat al-Asr 5 minutes before Maghrib. Oh, I could not, because maybe this is the phone, you understand, I'm expecting shipment coming from Alexandria, I understand, the ship is coming today, and over, and after this, oh, how much, oh, 5 minutes before Maghrib, Allahu Akbar. Now he start to make his Asr. And when somebody come knock and say, the dollar, he gave $10 towards a charity, he had to make istikhara and istishara and 2 days and think about it. And for him to buy a cup of coffee, he don't want to buy it from a coffee shop, and he buy it from McDonald's because it's different, 20 cents. this one is a professional coffee, okay, from New York coffee, whatever, bagels, and this one from Hardee's. The one from Hardee's, you smell coffee but you don't taste coffee, you see, and this 75 cents, the other one is $1.10. So even his miser against his own self. But look how much money he got. So this kind of wealth is sometimes become a problem to the person, you see. But a person who have rich in himself, content in his heart. Okay, sorry, cool. Okay, close the door. Okay, so may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding, ghina nafs first, to be content in your heart. And if Allah give us the other ghina, which is money, that Allah give us the hidayah, the direction to spend it in what's pleasing to Him, inshallah. So a rich person, he has no right in the zakah, with exception. What is the exception? A person who working towards this, towards collection of the zakah, because the zakah is supposed to be collected by the governor. So the governor, he will employ people. So I'm a rich person, I have $1 million, and now the Muslim governor, he'll ask me, said, you go to state such and such, California, and from the city, speeders, rabbit, or whatever you call it, you collect from this town. So this is a job now. Although I'm a rich person, but I'm working for the Islamic government. So those who collect in the zakah, even if he rich, he can take from it, because he's taken not as a zakah, but he's taking it as a employee of the state. Okay? As a salary. Or a man who bought it with his money. I'm rich, and you've been given a zakah, a camel. Now I can buy it from you. You see? I can buy it from you with my money. Okay? Or gharim. Two cities, two families, two tribes, they fighting together. Okay? And I'm a rich person, I came and tried to make, to settle the dispute between the two. He say he owe me this, he say he owes it. Say, okay guys, forget it. How much, okay, how we can settle this problem? These people have to give me $5,000. Said, no, we are not paying $5,000. So now I say, okay, and instead, let them fighting together, I say, okay, this is $5,000 from my bucket. Okay, and finish this war now. So I came as a mediator between the two tribes, and instead of shedding the blood, I pay from my own money to stop the fight. Okay, so now this person, you call it the gharim, he had to spend from his own money to settle a dispute, which can be very serious. Now, when we get, have the zakah, we can go and give this man, which he is rich, but he had spent from his money. Okay, so we can go and give him from the zakah money. Okay, or ghazin fi sabilillah, the mujahid, he's going to fight fi sabilillah in the cause of Allah. He's rich person, but we can spend by buying a tank for him, buying a horse for him, buying a machine gun for him. So, being him a rich man does not negate that we can spend buying equipment for him to go to fight the enemies of Allah and the enemies of Islam. Okay? Or a miskin that been receiving the charity, and after this, after he receive it, I'm a poor man, I receive the charity now from the Islamic government, the zakah, and after this I go and I give it to Anwar as example. Okay, Anwar is a rich person, but he didn't get it as a zakah. Okay, he got it as a gift from me. Okay, now we understand this?
Yeah.
So, a rich person doesn't receive zakah except through this means. Alright? Yeah. The hadith is authentic. Hadith number 521. الرجلين حدثا ذات حدثا عبيد الله ابن عدي أنهما أتى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يسألان عن الصدقة فقلب فيهما البصر فرآهما جلدين فقال إن شئتما أعطيتكما ولا حظ فيها لغني ولا لقوي مكتسب. مكتسب. Two men came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and they asked him from the zakah, the obligatory charity. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stared at them and looked, examined them, and after this he said to them, because he sees them healthy and strong and nothing wrong with them, they are not handicapped, they are not sick, they are nothing wrong with them. He said, if you want, I give you, but charity is not, the zakah is not lawful for a strong, healthy person, or a person who has the means to go and earn a dollar. Okay? So, now I told you about the category of the zakah. Now, if you still want it, I give it to you, and this is your problem now. Okay? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave them the choice by letting them know that is not proper, but if this is what you want, but in actuality, according Islamic law, if you're healthy, you are a person that you have no problems to earn a dollar, this is not for you. Now you want to get it? You let me know. The hadith is authentic. Hadith 522, page 223 or 223. Depend what version of the book that you're using. Okay? 223. Hadith number 522. وعن قبيصة ابن مخارق الهلالي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن المسألة لا تحل إلا لأحد ثلاثة. رجل تحمل حمالة فحلت له المسألة حتى يصيبها ثم يمسك، ورجل أصابته جائحة اجتاحت ماله فحلت له المسألة حتى يصيب قوما من عيش قواما من عيش، ورجل أصابته فاقة حتى يقوم ثلاثة من ذوي الجحة الحجة من قومه. لقد أصابت فلانا فاقة فحلت له المسألة حتى يصيب قواما من عيش، فما سواهن من المسألة يا قبيصة سحت يأكل صاحبه سحتا. This hadith reported by Qabisa, may Allah be pleased with him, and the hadith رواه مسلم. The hadith is authentic that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is saying what the meaning is. Begging is not acceptable or allowed for anyone except in three conditions. A man who has become grantor of a payment, okay, to whom where is it? I missed the line.
To whom begging?
Whom begging is allowed till he gets it, after which he must stop begging. Okay? Person like we explain about the person who tried to make peace between two people or between tribes. Okay? All right. And he said, okay, this is on me. I take care of it, I pay it. Okay? So in this condition, and he was not able to fulfill it, he can beg, okay, to pay this. And the second person, that a person that calamity fall in him, okay, destruction to his crops, burning of his house, something, flood, okay, and this person allowed to beg until that he can have something to cover his needs. And the third person, which is the person? Which is the third person?
Smiting by poverty.
Yeah?
A man who is smiting by poverty.
Yeah, we in here now.
A man who been smitten by poverty, the genius of his, which that means three people of what is a community, that the trustworthy people, they will acknowledge that he in difficulty and hardship. Okay, other than this, begging is forbidden. Anybody who indulge in anything like this is taking unlawful money. Yes.
Will the poor people of the
will be what?
Will the person who gives the zakah, will they be also circumcised?
Again.
Like in order to know if they should give them money or if they qualify
for it. Or if they ask him. Why are you asking the money? Yes, yes, they can ask. Yes, they can ask, and we're going to get a hadith. It shows you that it is permissible that you know what the person, okay, needing the money for. This number, as I said, this hadith is authentic. Hadith number 523, page 224. وعن عبد المطلب ابن ربيعة ابن الحارث رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الصدقة لا تنبغي لآل محمد إنما هي أوساخ الناس وفي رواية وإنها لا تحل لمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا لآل محمد رواه مسلم. This hadith authentic reported in the collection of Imam Muslim, and it says that the sadaqah, the zakah, the charity is not permissible for the family of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he explained why, because this is the awsakh, the impurity, the dirt, the filth of the people. Because like you remember, we said in the beginning of the class that sadaqah, purification for the fasting, okay? So the sadaqah comes and it cleans you from your filth, from your mistakes, from your sins. So this like a water that when you make wudu to wash your limbs. So the sadaqah is the means to remove your sins. Okay? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and as well as his, the members of his family, they are above receiving the filth of the people. Okay? And it's not supposed to be, it's not lawful for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam or the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay? So the Prophet, his family, his children, his grandchildren, anybody who is related to the Prophet until today, they could not take from the zakat.
The people who married his daughters too.
Yes. Yeah. All the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, exactly. Okay? وعن جبير ابن مطعم رضي الله تعالى عنه قال مشيت أنا وعثمان ابن عفان إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقلنا يا رسول الله أعطيت بني المطلب من خمس خيبر وتركتنا ونحن وهم بمنزلة واحدة فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إنما بنو المطلب وبنو هاشم شيء واحد. Okay, that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم had given a share, okay, to the tribe of Abd al-Muttalib, the sons of Abd al-Muttalib, after the battle of Khaybar with the Yahudi, the Jews, okay? And that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he did not give to Bani Hisham. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he explained that Banu Abd al-Muttalib and Banu Hashim are the same, okay? So they are related to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they are not supposed to be getting from the zakah. But there is a portion, okay, different, what should we call it? I forgot the name now. There is a, whenever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes in a battle and he win the battle, the booties or the spoils of the war, there is a portion out of it we call Dhawul Qurba, okay, the relatives, okay. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam take out of this, okay, this portion, but he doesn't take from the zakah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made this is lawful for him to be taken. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had gave Bani al-Muttalib from the fifth of Khaybar, okay, that you divide the spoils of the world five parts, and there is one fifth which goes to the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Bani Abdul Muttalib and Bani Hashim, they are the same, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made it clear that the tribe of Shams and Bani Nawfal, they are not deserving because they are not part of the Al-Qurba. Okay? Hadith number 525, hadith before the last, inshallah. Hadith reported by Abi Rafi' radiallahu ta'ala anhu, al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ba'atha rajulan ala sadaqa min Bani Makhzum. فقال لأبي رافع اصحبني فإنك تصيب منها فقال لا حتى آتي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فأسأله فأتاه فسأله فقال مولى القوم من أنفسهم وإنها لا تحل لنا الصدقة. Okay, so this man which he was going to take care of some business for, and he said he was going to go to collect the zakah from the people of Makhzum. So he said to Rafi', come with me, okay, because he come and collect the zakah with me and you will get a part of it. So he said, I could not do this until I ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay, so Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the mawla of al-qawm, a mawla of a people, a slave who been free by a people, they call him mawla, or if he slave or he been free by this, he still their mawla, he is considered part of their family. Okay, so the zakah could not be also lawful for him. Okay, so Abi Rafi', he, when he asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him that the mawla of a people or a tribe, he is part of them. That means he could not receive the zakah. Last hadith, hadith number 526, an Salim ibn Abdullah ibn Umar an Abi, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam kana yu'ti Umar al-ata, فيقول اعطه افقر مني فيقول خذه فتموله او تصدق به وما جاءك من هذا المال وانت غير مشرف ولا سائل فخذه وما لا فلا تتبعه نفسك تتبعه نفسك. حديث reported by Salim in the collection of Imam Muslim. So the hadith is authentic that sometime Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to give Umar Ata, okay, he gave him. And Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu an, say, O Prophet of Allah, give it to somebody who's more in need than me. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to tell him, take it and utilize it, or give it in charity. Whatever comes to you out of this money, without seeking it or try to give a hint to get it, so take it. Okay, and that means if a person been given money without showing from himself a sign of needs and wants, so that you don't come and display yourself as example in some raggedy clothes so that people think that you poor, okay, you didn't make a hint, oh, my car is broken, I don't know, I understand, I'm going to go to my work and I have to wait until next week to get my money so I can fix the car. So you're sitting that you didn't make any hint, you didn't look, you did nothing, and somebody came and dropped some money in you. even if you don't need it, even if you know that somebody in the community